We don't have one man, one vote, or one person, one vote in America. We have the Electoral College. What does that mean? What is a rigged election? In the U.S., is the closest thing to a rigged election the Electoral College itself, our system of winner-take-all state-by-state tallying, which means a candidate need only worry about a few closely divided states to win in cases where the electorate is really divided. With us now is Joe Yuzinski, who is a political science professor at the University of Miami. He is co-author of American Conspiracy Theories. First of all, Joe, welcome.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And before we get into the deeper conspiracies, is the Electoral College the original conspiracy rigged election theory of all time?
I don't know if that's the case. I think in recent years, people have been very upset about the Electoral College, and many people want to move to a popular vote system. I think that people believe that it distorts the outcome of the vote. I'm not necessarily sure that it's often thought of as a voter fraud conspiracy per se.
Is it a problem for the legitimacy of an election if the voters in Ohio and Florida get more preference in the outcome, particularly as the votes are tallied?
For some people it is, and I think that's what matters is the perception in this case. But if you think about it, for the most part, none of our votes really matter all that much because there's so many of us voting that the impact of one vote is really infinitesimal.
There's a lot of talk about voter fraud in local elections where it would seem to be much easier to pull this sort of thing off. But what are the cases of national elections being prone to voter fraud? And use the 2000 election, which is not voter fraud per se, but it certainly was a crazy, unprecedented situation.
Well, there are national elections that are very close, and for that reason, people tend to think that there was problems with the counting or some sort of fraud. 1960 immediately comes to mind. 2000 comes to mind. You can go back in history into the 1800s and find elections that were very close. In fact, there was one that had to be decided by the Congress. And in those cases, people do start to believe that their vote didn't count or that the election was taken away from them, particularly when their candidate isn't the one who wins.
Do you think that the 2000 race and the way in which that election is viewed by history, the way in which the Supreme Court's role in it and what happened in Florida is viewed by history, has had subtle effects on people's belief in the system as a whole?
I think since 2000, people have been very wary of our voting apparatus in this country, and they've been sensitive to the idea of voter fraud, counting fraud, other sorts of fraud with our elections. And you can understand why. I mean, that election, the decision was drawn out over time, and a lot of people, about half the voters, were unhappy with what happened. So when you get into 2004... you have Democrats who, you know, were determined to win. They felt that they had been cheated 4 years prior, and they started mounting very strong mobilization efforts. And that happened again in 2008 with massive turnout efforts by the Obama campaign. Now, those turnout efforts, you know, the back end of that was that those upset Republicans who believed that Democratic voters were abusing the system and perhaps registering multiple times or registering illegal voters. So then when Republicans take power in state governments after 2010 and 2012, you start to see this backlash where Republicans now are instituting laws to require photo IDs.
What do you make of the ways in which this kind of rhetoric from Donald Trump paints the entire campaign as being not about issues but about process, you know, Second Amendment types, correcting overreaches by Hillary Clinton in the White House and other things like this? We would rather be focused on issues than this sort of thing.
Well, we shouldn't be shocked that he's doing it. He's done it through his entire campaign in the last year. I mean, he said the primaries were rigged. He said the convention was going to be rigged. Even after it was clear that the outcome of the convention was in stone, he still said that there was a group of Republicans who were conspiring against him to rig the convention. So this is par for the course for Trump.
To cap that off, you know, last week we were talking about the delegitimacy of Donald Trump, that he's an absolutely illegitimate candidate. And that's coming from the White House, from the incumbent president. This week we're talking about a delegitimized electoral process. We are so far afield from what we typically talk about during an election cycle.
Yeah, we are in new territory, you know. So, I mean, the things that Donald Trump says that are conspiratorial about vote fraud or some other of his conspiracy theories, I mean, there is a ready-made audience for that. There are a lot of people out there who think in conspiratorial terms. They have a conspiracy worldview, and his rhetoric matches with it perfectly. And there are people like this on both sides in equal numbers, and this sort of rhetoric resonates with them. And while it might cause, you know, people in the establishment, particularly in the media, to say, oh, my God, what's going on here? This is crazy talk. This is the kind of talk that a lot of people like, and they think that it's true. This is their world.
So the successor to the GOP, depending on how things turn out, would be the UFO abductees party? I don't even know how to think about this.
It's equal on both sides. And what's interesting about Trump is that he was not a majority candidate. He won a plurality of the votes there. And if you look at the other side of the coin, Bernie Sanders was the same thing. You know, a lot of people get upset because Trump said, oh, my God, the election's going to be rigged. But you had on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, two people get up, two of their primetime speakers, saying that the entire political and economic systems were rigged. Elizabeth Warren said the word rigged five times. So if it's okay to say that everything is rigged, then we shouldn't be shocked when somebody says that one puny election is going to be rigged, because that's small potatoes compared to the vast conspiracy theories that Warren and Bernie Sanders are talking about.
Small potatoes cynicism in 2016. That's a good takeaway there. Joe Yuzinski, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joe Yuzinski is the political science professor at the University of Miami. He's a co-author of American Conspiracy Theories.